Our Coach's Insight continuing here on Care 93.7, now joined by Luke Knoll, the Moorhill Mount Academy girls basketball coach, as we recap what they have done here in the last few days, in the last week, as we're now coming down the home stretch here in the regular season. Coach, last time we spoke, we've had games against Valley Falls, and then most recently on Tuesday against ACCHS. You picked up a nice win late last week against Valley Falls, 45-43. By the way, that was a three-overtime game, and I should say not last week, that was Monday. And then ACCHS, a quick turnaround on Tuesday. ACCHS getting that win, 45-23. So 1-1 in that back-to-back. How do you feel the girls kind of handled those two games early on this week?
Yeah, honestly, Monday was one of the craziest games I think I've ever been a part of, the three overtimes and the amount of swings in that game. I mean, there was multiple times I thought we might have this one, and multiple times I thought maybe this one got away from us, and just the constant battle back and forth. I mean, it was, in retrospect, I mean, talking to Coach Hale after the game, it was pretty fun and wild, and we're lucky we ended up on the right side of that one. But I mean, we hit some big-time shots to get it to the to get a double overtime and then the triple overtime, had some girls step up, but what was really fun about that one was just, you know, you could tell when the girls came off the court each time how exhausted they were, but our huddles were full of hurdles and the girls pushing each other and our bench was great. And it was just an awesome atmosphere. So Monday was a blast of a game. I told him one they'll remember, I think, for a really long time. And then you got to bounce back Tuesday against, you know, one of the more talented teams in our league. And honestly, the second quarter got away from us a little bit, but I thought the second half of last night we played pretty well. We kind of settled down against their press, and we kind of went back and forth with them a little bit better in the second half. But first half kind of got away from us, and they made some big time plays, and that's kind of what they're good at. But yeah, those last 2 days have been kind of a wild ride, but our girls deserve a lot of credit for how hard they played, for sure.
It's always difficult when you have the three games in a week's time. Really, in a five-day stretch, you get it sometimes in the mid-season tournaments, but in this case, this is post-mid-season tournament, so you get the Monday, Tuesday, Friday. Now we have snow in the middle of the week that's axing out school, so obviously that's going to limit what you guys can do in terms of availability for practice. During these kind of situations, how do you kind of handle that and keep the girls right, and what can they do to kind of keep the preparation going for Friday?
Yeah, it's been kind of wild that this is actually going to be our third three-game week of the season, which, you know, usually during the year you have one of those, and it's your tournament, and it's spread out over those 6 days maybe. But, you know, our third three-game week, luckily two of these games we get are at home, so that helps a ton. And the nice thing about our schedule is we have a lot of home games at the end of the schedule, so that'll help a lot. But, yeah, you can't stress about the winner and what that does to practice, because luckily pretty much everybody's in the same boat too, so there's no real maybe advantage given by anybody. So you just control what you can control. But our girls are honestly really good about watching some film. I mean, they have access to that all at home, so I'm pretty sure I can log on there and look, and there'll be girls that over today are watching a little bit of the last two nights' games and stuff like that. And then we'll gather again together Thursday and hopefully have a good practice, get ready for a big game on Friday. It's been a long time since we've had a Friday home game, and those are always a blast. And, you know, usually you get a better crowd, and the atmosphere is good. So really looking forward to Friday, and should be a good one, we hope.
Get Jeff County North and second go-around with them. You saw them early in the year and picked up a three-point win back in December, 36-33. Do you take much in the preparation from the first game, or how do you kind of implement that into the prep for the second go-around?
Yeah, we'll go back together as a team and look at the numbers a little bit, what things went well, what things didn't go well. But that was honestly a really, really good game for us. And Tucson has been playing significantly better these last couple of games. I mean, they've had some big wins. They got to play just pretty close about a week ago. So they've been playing really well, and I think they're playing their best basketball right now. And I think we're heading that way, too. So I'd expect it to be another good game. And they're obviously going to be hungry because before Christmas we played a good game and got them earlier. So yeah, I think it'll be an interesting game, and again, that Friday night atmosphere at home is always something to look forward to.
There it is, Luke Knoll, Moorhill Mount Academy girls basketball coach, coming off two games earlier this week. We'll have their third game this week on Friday against Jefferson County North back at home. Like he said, first time for a Friday home game for Moorhill in a little bit, so good to get back on the home floor on a Friday night against JCN. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck on Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
And thanks a lot, Brandon.